This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. This will be different from the stand-up show in that we are not standing up. We are sitting down.
I gotta be free. I gotta be fucking free. Okay. Give me all this thing.
Are we doing that?
Well, I just needed to be off
feel, yeah, this is a little, this might get
okay,
little.
Let's try this again.
On my wedding day, I was so nervous that I couldn't eat, and my mom knows I can only eat bananas when I get like that, so she stuck a banana in my face, and I instinctively made a blowjob joke, and it was my mom and my future. I was just like giving head to a banana right before I got married.
This is Lady to Lady.
Hi.
Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Who's heard the podcast before? Who knows?
Ooh.
Yay.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
Thanks for coming out, you guys.
Come on.
Love the Britney shirt out there.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
Free Britney.
Free Britney.
Free Britney, everybody.
If you don't know what Free Britney is, okay, so do you have 4 hours? We're going to do
an intro. 4 hours, some pie charts.
Wrong podcast, guys.
We're going to do a 4-hour slideshow. I have 7 drinks up here.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I really love your commitment to liquids tonight.
I feel really
left
the only
out.
Thing I can
do you
commit
want to share
to.
A water?
Oh, wait, you do have a water over there. I forgot.
We can
let me
share.
Grab it.
We'll share.
Yeah. Well, we can share. It's
yeah,
fine.
We'll share.
That's fine.
Okay, so yes, welcome to the show. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And hey. This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
It's
weird to do it live.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
We're really excited to be here. This
yes.
has been super fun. We've yeah. had a crazy day. We did like 2 workshops this morning that we taught that were 3 hours each, and then that the last show.
Are yeah. any of our students here?
Oh, yeah. excellent.
Give it up for our students.
Yes.
What a great...
Our brave students.
Couple of great kids. Mm-hmm. Really yeah.
They're
shining.
From the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh,
whoa,
hello.
The lights have changed.
I was going to say, I have a shot of... I like these, like, medicine-style Dixie cups.
Me too, because it's like brushing your teeth and drinking at the same
yeah.
time.
Thank you for not trusting me with glass. I appreciate that. But I feel like we should... This should kind of be like a Pee Wee Herman-style... word that said, then I do a shot, like, right?
Oh,
we
okay.
need like a word of the day.
What?
Oh, I do love
I'm the only one who's going to be playing.
I'll do it with you. I just need to get a shot.
Okay,
but,
okay.
What's a word that you probably will, that she probably will say? Pussy?
That I will say?
But, yeah,
oh, I was
going
to say, it can't one, be the audience.
Let's get one from the audience.
What was
it? Toilet?
Toilet.
Oh, we're definitely going there.
I thought she said Twilight, and I was like, yes, we are the ultimate number one Twilight fan podcast.
We love Twilight.
Okay, toilet. Well, it's hard. We need to, like, not know it.
Oh.
No, we... Oh, well, too late.
Well, on the show, they know it, I guess,
yeah.
right?
I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys all go outside for 10 minutes, decide the secret word, come back in.
Such a good podcast.
And then we'll hang out
yeah.
amongst
yes.
ourselves.
You know what I'm going to say? When they tell you to drink, I think you have to drink.
Okay.
I think whenever, right here in the front with the jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you
yeah.
tell me to drink,
that's not really
you drink.
A game. That's just like
whenever you hear a word that makes you laugh. I don't know.
Okay.
Because we, yeah, give her the power.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you have the power. What's your name?
All right.
Liz.
Liz
has the power. Give it up for Liz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ultimate power of the shot.
I do have a toilet thought, which is...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
I'm doing it.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go. So we're staying at the Quirk Hotel, which is...
It's
so cute.
Quirky.
It's really fucking cute.
It's adorable. It's a very sweet hotel, but my only complaint is that it's a very swanky situation. The bathrooms do not have shit fans in them.
I think they do, because I found a shit. I found a fan.
Okay, you've been talking about the lack of shit fan, and I'm going to be honest with you, I never knew that was for shitting. I always thought it was for when
just
you...
noise? Wait, just noise? You think it was just for
no,
the noise?
No, I thought it was for when you take a shower and you don't want to steam up the mirror.
I think it's for all of the above.
It's got okay. multiple purposes, but I think number one with a bullet is to get your shit out of there, right? Okay. And I'm always taken aback when a hotel room... It's just like, it's such a trust fall to be in a hotel room with friends anyway.
That's fair.
And then I think to not have that is just like a betrayal.
Yeah.
I feel deeply betrayed every
you know,
time.
While we're revealing hotel stuff, I was recently in Rome and our hotel had a bidet.
Oh.
And I didn't use it. I've
really?
Never, honestly, this is
Tess.
Like, I know.
It was your honeymoon.
I know. Sean used it and told me about it, which was super sexy. But
I think a clean asshole is sexy no matter what. So.
That's so true. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Please.
But yeah, I've never, as adventurous of a person as I am and as much as I like butt stuff, I've never experimented with a bidet.
Really?
Have you guys?
I think butt stuff counts as toilet. Yeah. Liz, do you agree? Liz?
She gave you a raise the roof. Yeah. Okay. I've used a bidet.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's like a sushi restaurant in LA that's got some real fancy bathroom shit
okay.
going on.
You it's guys a, have a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's got a bidet. It's got one of those hot toilets. You know, like toilet that the seat warms up?
I mean...
That's what I'm looking for. Listen up, quirk. I'm interested in a hot toilet seat.
Yeah.
All right.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, baby.
Wait, we haven't podcasted since your honeymoon. Do you have any moon stories?
Any moon stories? I mean, I wish I just had a nice time. I'm trying to think. A lot of eating and sex.
Classic. Classic honeymoon.
Hiked a lot. I'm trying to think. Oh, no. I mean, there was one lady. This I don't know if this is right, but we were staying in this like really beautiful town, like this gorgeous town on the edge of like the Italian Riviera. Like, how could you be in a bad mood there? But someone found a way, and she was American. And
is this a third person story or not?
What's that?
It sounded like you were talking about yourself.
Oh my God!
Someone found a way, and
Are
she's
you
American.
Kidding? You think I'm ever unhappy on the Italian Riviera?
I don't know. I haven't been with you there, but I doubt it.
I've only been once, but I was.
What a Tess Barker sentence. Do you think I'm ever unhappy on the Italian Riviera? I want a brandy snifter on your hand when you say such a thing.
But yeah, there was this lady who was like, for whatever reason, buying hiking shoes in Italy, and she was American, and she was just being so mean to the... We were in there like buying our boat tickets, and she was being so mean to the sales girl. Like, she was like, oh, did you just... Did you just go get the same size that I asked you for before? Oh, and I'm just like, how are you being... How did you... First of all, how did you come here without shoes? And I realize that's hypocritical because I'm a bad packer. Yeah, she was just being a bitch on vacation. And I just feel like just kill yourself. I mean, like, really, if you can't be happy in the Italian Riviera, then just sit in your fucking apartment and watch HGTV until you die.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Jesus
Christ.
Well,
and, like, here's the thing. Americans, at this moment in the history of the world, we need to be on our best behavior when
exactly.
we are abroad. You need to be so nice. You need to be like tipping, even if tipping isn't the custom.
Yes.
You gotta just be doing whatever you can to be like, oh no, I will hold the door for all of you.
I will say, I went to Europe like right after Bush got elected, and everyone wanted to ask me about Bush. They were like, how do you feel about that? You know, no one asked us about Trump because I think it's so bad they don't even want to know. Like, they don't have any questions. They only have answers, you know, and
yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. Why would you be rude in Italy? The mob is from Italy.
So true.
There's like a fucking babushka that's connected that will fuck you up.
Yes.
That is not a smart. She's definitely dead.
Yeah. If there's any God, that woman is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let me preface this. I love timeshare presentations because I love
I love free shit from a timeshare salesman. We had one in our class earlier, and I have not gasped in a while. This guy, like in our podcast class, he revealed that he was a timeshare salesman, and I was like, oh, an enemy. I love going to timeshare presentations because I love getting free trips. I had a free trip, and it coincided with this festival, punk rock bowling, that I did in Vegas this past weekend. It was fucking awesome. Festival was great, but I was using my floor.
Oh, wow. Now we're cooking with gas. Oh, my God. You guys, this is okay.
I mean, I already knew I was driving.
We don't have to do these. I just, you know, I was just getting ahead of the game.
This
That's
is like
all.
Chekhov's shots.
Yeah.
Look, if there's shots in the first act.
This should just be on my gravestone, this shot right here.
I like that it will be just a tray. A pretty sweet gravestone. So anyway, I was like a Hilton thing. I used it for, also, just so everyone knows, and I want to say this on the podcast, Hilton owns 3 floors of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. I just want everyone to know.
Do you think, because I was just talking to my hairdresser, do you think that's why, because we both love Paris Hilton, but we're feeling kind of conflicted because we feel like she should have spoken up about Trump by now.
Brittany, hello.
And Brittany. Yeah. Well, she kind of has a little bit, but do you think that that's why Paris hasn't spoken out, because of that alliance?
I think
she hasn't because she's rich and she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I can't presume to know what's happening
in Paris Hilton's mind.
No.
You know, we got engaged around the same time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to only own a few floors of a hotel. How the fuck does that work? I don't understand.
It's weird. Also, I want to say, drink.
Hotel. Sorry, Tess, in advance. Sorry.
Yes. I will say this, just so everyone knows, this is what a big loser Trump is. The Trump Hotel is the only hotel on the Las Vegas Strip that is not a casino, because Las Vegas would not give him a casino license.
Wow. Like, Las Vegas, the moral standard of this country.
Wait, what the
really
fuck?
Just
yeah, it's just a hotel.
Are you're you like, serious?
Yeah, you walk in and you're like, oh, no slots? It's just a hotel? And they're like, we can't, they won't let us be a casino. And you're like, and you still came?
Because
that's so embarrassing. You don't come to the party that you're not invited to.
Wow. I know that he had a casino in the past that he lost money on, which how?
In Atlantic City, yeah.
Yeah, how?
Real trash bag. That
I mean, I understand losing money dealing weed, because I've done that.
the slow drink. I think I understand exactly how. I think it's like, do you know how like when you... You know, like when you were in high school and you had to sell Reese's bars, but then you ended up just eating all the Reese's bars.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it was that with a pile of weed.
Tess got high and then ate all the Reese's bars and then got more high.
So I don't know if I lost at dealing weed or if I won at smoking weed.
Yeah.
Can I say a joke that I thought about when we were talking about the bidet thing? Great.
Yes.
So have you guys listened to my all toilet?
Hey.
All drink. All, if you're listening at home, play the game. All right. Have you guys heard about my all toilet themed cover songs?
No.
Oh,
album coming out.
Nope.
Go on.
What you got? Can't wait.
Well, you know, the head one is Don't Walk Away. Wait, what's the
Renee?
What?
Bidet. I really fucked it up. I had it locked in, and then I really fucked it up.
I just love how excited you were about that.
I brought it back like 20 minutes later, and it did not land, because I couldn't remember the word bidet.
Don't walk away.
Bidet's a hard word. Yeah, don't walk away, bidet. All right, she's left. I gotcha.
You had a bidet.
That's a free one for the dads in the crowd.
There's
we got a lot of dads here.
Yeah.
How many dads we got tonight?
Hey.
Dude, his father's
there? Oh, yeah. There's
a dad right there.
You're a daddy. You're not a dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
His father's day tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
So, yes. Yeah, so, no. Next weekend. Oh, next God. Weekend.
Okay. Ooh, as though I was going to do anything, but okay.
Okay, what the fuck are we supposed to get dads? Honestly, like, what are we supposed to get dads? Like, how many steaks?
Your respect and...
What? I actually did just get my dad a good Father's Day gift.
Okay, please. I need an
idea. It's the first time in the last decade I think I've gotten something that he was genuinely impressed by. When I was in Vegas, I went to a vintage Vegas store, and I got him a deck of cards that were used at the Sands Casino, which is where Frank Sinatra used to perform at. And I was like, Dad, Frank Sinatra... probably use these cards.
Frank Sinatra came on these cards,
yeah,
Dad.
He for sure did.
That's a really good dad gift.
Yeah, and it was like $2.50. It's like $2.50. Real cheap, real cheap. And he's like,
Frank Sinatra threw these at a woman for payment once.
Yeah. I mean, dads love Sinatra. It's such a tragedy.
Yeah, my dad is actually... actually a Sammy Davis Jr. guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Sammy Davis also works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
My dad's dad was like a big band musician.
Glenn
so
Miller.
He's sending me articles constantly about him, which are cool, but I also like feel bad because at some point I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
He'll send a picture of him in a toupee at Disneyland. I'll be like, cool.
That's dope.
That is pretty cool, actually.
You know what you should do? You should put all of those articles on a wall in your room and then just send your dad a picture and be like,
oh, he'd be so happy.
Thanks for the articles.
He would be really happy.
My boyfriend's calling me. Let's not talk.
Pick it up.
It is really funny that, like, parents and grandparents, I guess they still do, but especially back in the day, they used to send you, like, newspaper clippings, which is so serial killer-y.
Yeah.
You know,
well, especially because if it's about you, my mom would do that.
Yeah.
When I had an article in like the Salt Lake paper, she would send them to me. And I'm like, this is, send it to me about anything else but myself. That's so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like drove for the Olympics when they were in Salt Lake and I had like one quote in the paper and she was like, look at this.
Yeah.
She's like going to bed with it as a pillow every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad has sent me many articles about Ladder 49, which is a movie that shot in Baltimore. I'm from Baltimore. And
Joaquin Phoenix and another hot guy.
John Travolta.
Oh. Not as hot as Danny DeVito, but pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Oh, man.
Pretty close.
For the record, Danny DeVito is way hotter than John Travolta.
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, what era are we talking?
Any era.
All eras.
John Travolta,
okay,
Grease.
Okay, Grease.
Grease, no, John Travolta, Staying Alive, John Travolta. Saturday
All the
Night
way
Live?
Through the 80s.
But, Fever, yeah. Saturday Night Live, what the fuck am I saying?
But Grease with Danny DeVito instead. Him shaking, him doing that little dance in those little tight black
jeans. If Danny DeVito played Rizzo, no, if Danny...
I would have been like, Rizzo.
There's worse things I could do.
Go out with a boy.
Or two. Are we giving him a New York accent? I don't think he has one, but that's okay.
He'd be a great Rizzo.
He would. Or a Kinnicky, but he's not a Dan.
Yeah.
I honestly was thinking of him as the... What's the Scarface guy's name? Whatever.
The bad guy.
The bad guy. The 50-year-old man that comes... comes with Chichi Regario to the fucking dance or whatever.
So many 50-year-old guys.
They are so old.
Randomly, in like kind of like an avant-garde production, I could also see Danny DeVito as Frenchie.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the avant-garde casting instead of him as Rizzo. No, it's Kinnicky. They called him like Crackface or something.
The one he got in the fight with.
Yeah. Yeah,
not Kinnicky. No, not Kinnicky.
Kinnicky
goes to the school. The guy who goes to the other school. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just has pockmarked. Yeah. He has pockmarked face. That's like his main feature.
Yeah.
She pulled the one who's dating the girl that pulled a lock of hair from her chest.
No, he has.
Yeah. He's like a silent villain. Yeah. He's got like the real long piece of hair.
I think he sneers a lot. I think he's mostly a sneerer.
Yes. Yeah. When he loses, we all know.
Now I just want to watch Grease, guys. When do I not?
We forgot to say that. If you listen to the show at all, we do a few segments. We are going to do lady problems, who's got problems?
Yeah.
Save those for a little bit later.
We are going to bring a person or two up. So if you don't have to be a lady,
later on, if you have anything you want to ask about for advice, we are going to do that at the end of the show.
Yes.
So start thinking about all the reasons you're. You guys have a lot of issues,
perfect.
I can tell.
Awesome.
So you should figure it out.
Hell yeah. We got a good table. We got a table that's ready and raring to go.
Perfect.
I shouldn't have said that now, because now they're like, I've got problems.
Yeah. I just keep thinking, oh, you got a drink. You got a drink. She's got you drinking.
Problems.
Born to hand white baby. Would that be on your
album? Born to hand white baby.
Would that be on your album?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Along with I Don't Want No Scrubs. That's the name of the song.
Wait, Greased Toilet? That would be a fun
one. Yeah, yeah.
Toilet. I like that we're getting everybody else drunk on Saturday. Perfect.
Keep talking, whoa. Keep talking.
The Trump Hotel. It was very...
Okay, yes, the Trump Hotel.
Truly an insane experience,
Were
guys.
You able to sleep?
This is what I will say. His mattresses were very comfortable.
Because no one stays there.
Did I pee in his pool? Yeah.
Nice.
Did I pull in and then the valet immediately said, ma'am, the Lyft drivers go over there? Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, no, no, I'm staying here.
I'm one of you today.
It was a... What?
Yeah, did he have a toilet fan?
He did have Jesus a toilet Christ. Fan. Yeah, he oh, did. God. He did a toilet fan. Actually, his bathroom situation was really weird, and I don't know if I can describe this correctly or not. So, you know how, like, the shower door has that, like, transparent, like, translucent, kind of like the, you know, like the snow color, kind of like you can kind of see through?
Yeah.
The way the bathroom was set up when you walked in, there was the shower that had that, and then but that door continued the entire way down, and then the toilet was behind a door exactly like it. So there was just a thin, translucent pane of glass between the toilet and the shower.
I hate when hotel rooms do that, because it's like not everyone who stays here is fucking.
No.
You know?
And also, even if we are fucking, I'm not interested in seeing the silhouette of my man taking a shit behind the glass.
You know that's
not foreplay.
You know that's because Trump can't even wipe his own ass, so he always needs someone to know that he's taking a shit. Like, he's always got someone to see his silhouette.
There was a phone right next to the toilet.
If he is not a bathroom toilet person, I don't know who is. I mean, a phone toilet. Jesus fucking Christ.
But that is just bringing back memories of when I thought that was like the fanciest thing you could ever have is a phone by your toilet. That's how old I am. Like, I remember when it was fancy to have a phone by your toilet.
Yeah. No, I remember that.
I mean, did the kid in blank check get a phone by his toilet? That's all I need to know. Because that was the epitome of being rich, right? You got like a... You got to slide into your pool from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get like a hamburger phone in your bathroom.
Oh, it has to be a hamburger phone.
I will say, I remember on Pee Wee Herman, I thought video calls were... I remember I was like, oh my God, if only. You know, God, Jesus. But now that I have FaceTime, I'm like, how dare you FaceTime me?
Oh, man.
How dare you?
Whenever somebody that isn't like a child in your life FaceTimes you, you're like, who died? What's about to happen? Yeah.
My ass keeps FaceTiming people on accident.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's difficult to butt dial now. That's impressive.
Not when you got my butt. All my cellulite's just dialing off.
I want to say one thing about when I was in Vegas, because this is my favorite Vegas thing in a while. So I always, whenever I go to a new city, I just Google like oddities or cult shops on Yelp just to be like, show me your weird shit.
Yeah.
And I went to the Vegas one was awesome, but they had this place called, they had this section in their shop called the Hubris Case, which was just like this woman, she like goes around to like antique shops and picks up like weird, you know, like Mayan death masks and stuff like that, as you do. And this was a case of every time that she's been wronged by an antique seller. And the best thing in the case is she has what she thought was an Aztec salamander god's head. But it turns out that it was a college student's Jar Jar Binks project.
Oh, my God.
That college student is brilliant.
Did she find that out with like at like Antiques Roadshow or some shit? Like, how did she find that out? I would love for them to be like, God damn it, Jar Jar got me again.
They probably took it to Pawn Stars and like, then they were shamed.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Her descriptions underneath of it were just like, I thought this was a salamander god, and that's what they told me it was. Turns out.
Well, to be fair, in the Star Wars universe.
He's actually a Sith Lord, Barbara.
Yeah.
It's true, he is, y'all.
Well.
So let's learn about Richmond a little bit. Tell us some crazy, tell us like a crazy fact about this place where we are. We've only been here for a day, so.
Jeff was.
There's no men.
There's no men.
These women need to get fucked, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's drowning men.
We need to start a dating app for our fans. We got a lot of horny ladies and a lot of timid men that listen.
What?
That's great.
Hold on. I want to say this into the microphone so the people at home can hear. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of somebody stealing a tank and driving it down Broad Street.
That's fucking tight. That's
who?
And not only that, but I love that you know it was the one-year anniversary.
Y'all are celebrating that shit. What? So wait, who stole it? Who stole the tank? Wait, what? He wanted to see his girlfriend?
So it was a guy who was in the service who was high off his nut who wanted to see his girlfriend.
No, no, the girlfriend thing is fake. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He sounds like really desirable.
Ladies, we need to get
you. I'm just saying, can we say like disgruntled? Oh, these girls are getting nuts. All right.
We're going to get you guys the tank guy.
You guys are... No. Well, that's
not that quirky.
That's America, baby.
Yeah, that's called the president.
I was going to say, like, somebody stealing a tank is so much better than, like, getting frustrated at work and shooting everybody. I wish everyone who got angry at work just stole a tank and drove it down
that's
the street.
That's just fun.
Yeah. Save a bullet, steal a tank.
Do you
that's
guys have that impulse? Like, do you, like, when you walk by, have you ever walked by a car that has the keys?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've walked by. Oh yeah, delivery truck. Anything that's running. I'm like,
yeah.
That's my. It's in there.
Yeah. I think the most fun is obviously the ice cream truck.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, because then you can eat all the ice cream.
You have music.
Well, I mean, also like that high speed chase goes on for a long time because you get snacks.
Yes.
And they can't really like run you over if you're in the ice cream. You know, they gotta like wait for you to stop.
It's basically a tank with treats.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. If they're like, so we live in L.A., there's a lot of police chases and stuff. If you're getting police chased in an ice cream truck, they're not going to, like, fuck you up because there's kids watching. And they don't want to, like, the kids will rebel and save the ice cream man. That's how you become a class hero.
that's how to not
how
get
shot. How
often
did the ice cream truck come for you guys?
Like, what? That sounds evil. How often did it come for you?
Or how often did it arrive?
Yeah. we had one that we didn't have. I feel like it never came on our street, but I could just hear it in the distance.
Yeah, mine was like a distant, you would hear the inkling of it and never find it, like a horror movie.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Like, it was like only twice a year that it was catchable. So it was like a fucking emergency. Yeah. It was like,
They're smart. They know
what's up. I mean, I think that's where my love of running came from, actually. It was like trying to get some ice cream.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure. I didn't run. I just heard it and then was like, oh, it's not outside. I'm done.
I remember one time my mom didn't give me change for the ice cream man. And I was like, but he's here. And that's the day I became a comedian.
Evil.
I was like, I can see him though. Oh, man. Richmond is also the capital of the Confederacy. Was
currently
obviously.
You guys are okay
and like clearly has made up for it because you guys are like a shit like fucking awesome city, so I like that though. Because it's great, because it's like, every city needs like a little bit of guilt like that, because it just like makes you try to be cooler, you know what I mean? Not that there should be more Confederate capitals, but that's not what I'm advocating for in this podcast.
See you guys later. All right.
Yeah. Who here is pissed on Jefferson Davis's grave? Has that happened? Yeah, we have met.
But I think it was just from people who were drunk and couldn't find
you. You know what? Not
me.
I use a toilet when I want to pee.
Hey.
We just put a picture of Jefferson Davis in the toilet and then piss in it.
Yeah. That'd be good TP for this town. That would be fun. Toilet paper.
God damn. Should we play our thing or do we?
Let's do it real quick.
Okay. We've got a game.
Woo!
Yeah.
This is a real silly live game we like to do. It's called Two Truths and a Lie.
Yes. Yeah. You guys know this game.
So you guys
help
us.
Yeah, we do this with celebrity facts, and we're going to see what you guys think what you think is
and
true.
And remind me, because I've had some toilets. we weigh in on it after everyone has said theirs or after each person.
After each person will read their three.
Okay.
And then we will decide.
And then we kind of do an audience, you know.
So each person is its own thing.
Okay. Yeah. Each person's its own thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Number one, Billy Ray Cyrus is performing at the BET Awards this year.
That's probably true.
Okay.
Yeah. Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. I'm basic. I love it.
Okay. Madonna's next album will have an ASMR single.
Oh.
And
I'm in.
Katy Perry was just accused of killing a nun.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's so hard.
I know that the nun thing is true.
You do? Okay, then it's the Madonna ASMR that's the lie, because Madonna just came out with a new album, so I don't think she's talking next album yet. And so if you know that that's true, I know that Billy Ray Cyrus is performing at the BET Awards because of Old Town Road. So I would say that the Madonna thing is a lie.
It's the lie.
Yeah. You think you can get a Madonna lie past us? Didn't take the audience vote. Oops.
I just thought the Katy Perry thing was so ridiculous that you guys might have fooled you with
that. That's an old Katy Perry nugget.
No, it's new.
Wait, what? I thought she already killed a nun or some shit.
No.
I don't know.
This is maybe it's another nun.
That her personality makes so much sense with killing somebody.
Yeah.
So Katy Perry, she bought an old convent in Los Feliz, and the nuns that lived there are still furious about the sale. And one of them just dropped dead recently, and they blame it on Katy Perry using devil magic to kill the nuns that have been very vocally angry at her since she bought their nun convent.
Oh, wow.
So Katy Perry is being accused of being a witch, which might be the first thing I've liked about Katy Perry.
That's fair.
And they're like, you make me feel like a dead nun. Right? Yeah. All right,
Sister Act 3 coming
with the hits tonight, y'all.
By the way, speaking of Sister Act, I really feel like, because we were talking about Grease earlier, and Grease 2 is like low-key. Like,
oh my
really
God,
good.
Sister Act 2.
Yeah, but yeah. Sister Act 2 is better than Sister Act 1.
Lauren Hill.
Mm-hmm. Lauren Hill.
Fucking rules.
Wait, did someone say Michelle Pfeiffer? She's not in Sister Act 2.
No, she's in Grease 2.
Grease 2.
Yeah.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did Katy Perry buy a convent?
Because she's quirky.
Okay.
She's like the pop she's Zooey like Deschanel.
Yeah.
She looks like Zooey Deschanel. Are they the same person?
Well, are both of them JonBenet? That's the real question.
True. That is so true.
That's a theory. That is the theory that Katy Perry is JonBenet.
You know, it really like bothers me. I can't figure out why, because everything else about my personality would like Katy Perry. I can't figure out why.
It's because your husband thinks he's hot.
Maybe.
She's hot.
Yeah, that's his number one crush.
You know, she has some hits, but she's just a little too like a hologram. You know, she's too much.
I usually
she's
like
too
the
much
holograms,
like built
though.
In a lab. No, but yeah. But all the other pop stars, how you can see like who they really are a little bit. That's just not there. She tried to do that weird woke song about like chain to the rhythm, and it was just like, oh, let's stop. Whatever this is.
Oh.
Just be that thing. I mean, I feel bad. She was married to Russell Brand, which I think made her try to be like a human, but
I forgot about that.
Didn't work.
One time, I'm just gonna say it. This was really embarrassing, but. One time when I was in Rome, my sister and I...
Aren't you embarrassed about when you've been in Rome?
So
I was just like, could I sound like more of a white lady right now? I'm like, one time in Rome, my sister and I...
was drinking rosé in Rome.
Pretty much. And we were drinking in Piazza Navona at 5 o'clock in the morning. And Russell Brand, I'm not kidding you, Russell Brand, we were in a piazza in Italy in the middle of the night drinking street wine, just me and my sister, and Russell Brand appeared out of the mist and started walking across the cobblestones toward us in slow motion. Didn't say anything to us or anything, but the only time I've seen
his ruffles just like blowing in the wind.
Yes. So
he was
necklaces.
Wearing like a trench coat, and he was just being super Russell Brand about everything.
Yeah. That's how he works.
Did he pull a wine bottle out of his rat's nest of hair?
I wish.
He's like, oh, ladies, let me join you. Wait, he's sober. Never mind.
Ladies, let me join you. Is that a good...
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
That's me, Russell Brand.
Okay, I'm going to do mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of... Here's my two... Okay, we'll ask you guys.
We forgot. Yeah.
So, okay, speaking of Michelle Pfeiffer, I have a little fact about her.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer spent her youth in a cult that believed they didn't need food or water to survive, just air and the sun.
Okay.
That's one. Sarah Jessica Parker has reserved her own section of the Paris catacombs in which to be buried.
Oh, this is tough.
Her husband will be buried in his hometown of Milwaukee.
Matthew Broderick.
Classic Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. And then one of the Jonas Brothers has multiple extra nipples.
Okay.
So
what do
let's
you guys think? What's the lie?
Survey says, who thinks Michelle Pfeiffer's true?
Michelle Pfeiffer true. Couple people.
All right. Okay.
Because the reason I think she might be true is like she has that vibe.
Yeah.
She's a little bit kind of like ghoulish.
She seems like she lived off sun. I know that is a real cult too. That was a thing. I forgot what their name is, but
she kind of has that like I was raised in a cult eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you're just a cat woman.
Yeah. Okay. Who then thinks that wasn't Sarah,
Sarah Jessica Parker has reserved her own section of the Paris catacombs in which to be buried?
Who thinks that's a lie? No, oh, two people. You guys also thought Michelle Pfeiffer was a lie.
No, no, she, you said truth first. You said truth first.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys think that's a lie. You guys think that's a lie too? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the lie.
And my thing with SJP is like, I feel like that's adorable and she loves Paris. And I feel like her and Matthew Broderick love each other, but not that much. And they might be buried separately. And I think the detail of like Matthew Broderick being from Milwaukee, you wouldn't have made up. That's my take on it.
Oh, how weird is it to want to be buried with somebody? Can we just talk about how fucking creepy that is?
Yeah.
Why do you care if your husband's corpse is next to you? If you believe in the afterlife, maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's a nice gesture.
To keep those bones together, dude.
Yeah.
I
think it's for your kids to have like one place to go to.
Yeah.
There is, I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, and this really funny LA comic, Katrina Davis, has a joke about this, but we know that you don't get buried side by side. You get buried like lasagna style on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So just so y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoever dies first is bottoming in this situation.
Oh.
He just pointed to Brittany.
You guys are the best.
And these women are still furious that they're not getting laid. All right, so
bury me at a 69, and then my gravestone will just be a high five.
Yeah, baby, 69 high five. Fuck, I'm 69, but I haven't high five while I was doing it. Shit.
No,
I gotta get on this.
Do that before you're buried, lasagna style.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and then the third one of the Jonas Brothers has multiple extra nipples.
Who thinks that? You think that's true? Who thinks that's a lie? Couple, okay.
Wait,
lie.
Who thinks it's false?
Yeah. False. Everyone thinks that's false. That's
no, we're going to go through again. Give it up. Make noise for the one you think is not true.
Not
Michelle
true.
Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Woo!
Oh.
Jonas Brother.
Okay.
That's pretty even.
Yeah,
okay. I feel like me personally, I'm going to go with, I know that Jonas, I think a Jonas Brother has one extra nipple, so I'm going to go with Jonas Brother as this lie.
No, I think that one's true. They seem down to earth, and I think multiple nipples would ground them. I think that would keep them humble. So I think, and also, like, you were just talking about the catacombs earlier today, so I think the catacombs is the lie.
Oh.
Damn it! The catacombs is a lie. That's a pretty good lie, though, right?
That's a good lie.
I made up that Matthew Broderick is from Milwaukee. I don't know if he is.
Are you serious? I was like, he's obviously from Milwaukee. I mean, is there anyone more from Milwaukee than Matthew
Broderick?
Yeah,
he's got Milwaukee vibes as fuck. But,
absolutely.
I don't remember which Jonas Brother it was, but I think it's Nick or one of them. Who cares? Has two extra nipples,
okay.
Just so you guys know.
Wow. Like, this is how blonde I was. I was like, I know there's one, but two?
I said multiple extra nipples.
That's why I thought it was a lie.
No, it's only one extra, not multiple.
Gotcha.
All right. That would have been good. All right,
okay.
Tess. All right.
Okay. Number one. While they were married, Brad Pitt took Greek lessons as a surprise for Jennifer Aniston. Okay. Sarah Michelle Gellar once earned a black belt in Taekwondo. Vince Vaughn once got caught snorting caffeine pills in his trailer with Anne Heche.
Oh, fuck you. Okay. All right. So, number one, Brad Pitt learned Greek while he was married to Jennifer Aniston. Truth?
Okay.
I think that's true. Number two, what was number two?
Number two was Sarah Michelle Gellar has a black belt in Taekwondo. False.
Oh, strong opinion.
Do you guys
opinion.
Not think she didn't learn that for Buffy? I think that seems like something she would have learned to do Buffy, correct?
I bet you she has a black belt in something else.
What?
Caffeine pills.
The Vince Vaughn?
Okay.
Who thinks the Vince Vaughn and Heche
one is
Vince
false? I think Vince Vaughn is fake. False.
With Anne Heche.
With Anne
so
Heche.
So Anne Heche was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you could just interchange Anne Heche with many actresses, and that one could be true. But I think that one is false.
He doesn't remember. Yeah. I think number one is false. Because I don't know if Jennifer Aniston would give a shit about Greek. I like was. And is she Greek?
She's her real
These
last
are
name
some
is,
bitches
is
who know about Jennifer Aniston.
They're so mad that I didn't know she was Greek.
No, her real last name is some Greek shit.
Oh, okay. I was just getting the question. I thought you were leading up to Angelina Jolie, and he was like, he fucking would learn a language for her. So I was getting mad.
But not for Jen?
Yeah, that's what I was not for I was Jen. Getting angry about that. Okay.
I do think he would learn it for her because I think she wouldn't want it, but he wouldn't give a fuck about what she actually wants. Mm. So I do think that's true.
Yes. That's the tea right there.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm saying it, Brad. You hear? You want to fight me, Brad?
I mean, he also needs reasons to be interesting, so I'm sorry.
Britney Spears has a crush on him. That's interesting enough.
That makes her interesting.
Okay, can I just tell you guys, Tess legitimately thinks Britney and Brad are going to end up together. Like,
I do,
in her heart,
right?
She thinks it's
How
happening.
How cute would that be?
That would be a tale as old. I mean, that would be an amazing fairy tale.
Britney's wanted him forever. Exactly. Yes.
So she's earned it.
She's earned Brad Pitt. If anyone deserves Brad Pitt, it's Britney Spears.
He doesn't deserve her, though. He does
I'm
not deserve her.
I'm saying that as someone who... I also find Brad Pitt extremely hot.
Wait, someone's just yelling Idris Elba for some reason.
Idris Elba is obviously also hot.
I like Idris Elba, but I believe he might be a little too smart for our friend Britney Spears. I do believe Brad might be on the same,
Thank
more on the
you.
Same level.
Because you know Brad Pitt, like, chews tobacco sometimes and shit. Like, they're perfect.
Okay, which one is false?
Okay, which one's false?
Okay. Yeah, number you two? Tell.
Number two, that's
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I vote Brad. False.
Okay. Brad, false?
I think Brad's false, too.
You guys, it was the obvious one. Vince Vaughn did not get caught snorting.
Oh, that's the one I meant. Oops, that's the one I meant.
That's
you
the most believable
know,
one.
Because I had my nervous giggle while I was saying it.
Oh.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
It just sounded really believable. It seems like Vince Vaughn has snorted caffeine pills.
By the way, Anne Heche has done stand-up at my pizza show in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's still... Okay. All right. It's your time. You can shut up now and come up here.
All right, it's lady problem time. One of you come up here.
You guys, we got like a little bit left. We're gonna do some lady problems. Okay.
Ladies,
if one of you, I don't do what. Okay,
ladies,
if one of you has a specific. Come up here. Come up and talk to us. Okay. Yay! Get it up. I don't know how to do that. Oh, there's not a chair. You can just... Tell us your name.
Brooke.
Give it up for Brooke, everybody.
Brooke. I should have totally lied and made up a name, huh?
Welcome, Samantha. Okay.
Yeah.
She said she was going to make up a name. All right, Brooke. Okay. So what's your... What do you want some advice on?
What's the lady problem?
Days?
Well, which lady problems do you guys want me to talk about?
Anything.
Just one.
Your most pressing one.
Yeah.
Well, there's the dating.
Okay.
But then there's also the hormones.
Dating. I don't know about hormones.
I don't think
y'all are too young.
Yeah.
I'm just not that...
That's what happens.
So I'm new to Richmond.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's no guys here.
Okay.
And I'm dating on these stupid apps, which is a whole story. But in the meantime, I'm getting to be that age where the shit's changing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so I'm taking hormone replacement.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it is making, like, the lady parts crazy with the hair.
Okay.
So that's an issue.
That's the problem?
That's a problem.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't think that's a problem.
Oh, my God. How often can you wax?
Really?
Every fucking week. I mean, okay. It's like insane.
Every week? Okay, here's, I already have advice for you.
What's that? Oh, okay, yeah.
First of all, this is important. When you're shaving.
Daddy knows a waxer, by the way.
Oh my God, honey, we got it.
I know all the waxers, trust me.
If you need to shave in between, I can't believe I was so old when I learned this, but shave in the direction the hair grows.
Got it.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, when you're shaving your pussy, shave in the direction the hair grows.
Ask the dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the specific dating?
Yeah.
Well,
just dating sucks here?
Just dating sucks here. That's
dating
all.
Dating sucks here. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There are none.
Guess what? They're no.
We're not from here. If anybody has a hot straight friend for this lady,
I will say that's how I met my girlfriends.
Yeah. There you go.
We all met on Bumble.
That's adorable. That's you guys met on Bumble?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That's adorable. That's really good.
I mean, if you must, there's always guys at sports bars.
No, they're not. They're fucking married. All the guys in sports bars here are married.
They're all married. Yep. There's no divorcees at the sports bars?
No.
Golf courses. Wait.
All right. This is what my question is. I've been in Richmond for a moment. There's a lot of attractive people here. There's a lot of like gender non-conforming people here. I think. Are you totally straight? Like 1,000% straight?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, then you're.
So we'll say this.
First of all, I gotta say you're missing out. But yeah.
You got a real hot spectrum here, Richmond.
You do, and I only say is women. I mean, whatever. Is that our light?
Oh, I love it. As soon as Bab starts talking about being gay, just disco lights on.
I'm just saying, like. Women care way less about the hair down there. So I think I think you should expand your mind. And I've also just seen a lot. I think I'm just horny, but I've seen a lot of hot women here. So that's all. So yeah, fuck a woman.
Okay. All right. Good advice. Interesting.
Yeah. Go buy the dick you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Go buy the dick you want with a lady. Go to a... thing.
Well, okay.
Thought that would have been a funner line.
But I mean, also, I think, yeah, okay. So,
no, I'm sorry. That was just my own advice for myself being horny. So,
Babs just wants to fuck while she's
yeah,
here.
Basically, that's what's going on. But
I think that, okay, so we talked about golf clubs, sports bars. Okay. Where else do straight guys hang out?
Like a hot tub. You got a hot tub?
Hot tub.
Is that in your profile?
You should put that in your profile.
Hot, no profile pic, just the hot tub.
Yeah. Oh. Do you have a dog? Get a dog.
Get a dog. Dogs are long.
Get a dog. Yeah. Because I just met a couple on my honeymoon who met at the dog park. And I was like,
I feel like
perfect.
The dog park has always been the secret, like,
yeah, dog
place.
Park is low key the dating place. So I think get a dog because then that gets you out more. It's a conversation starter. And you go to the dog park, you meet a guy who's also nurturing.
Yeah.
Is this, can I ask who, this is, I hate saying this as a stand-up, who's single here? Okay, we know this table is.
We know your table is, for sure.
Exactly.
Over there.
Is this an issue, like, is the dating pool very small here in general?
Shit.
I said no.
Okay.
I think maybe go... I don't know. Go to, this is what you do. Find out if there's any hot conferences coming here. Go get on Tinder right next to them. Find an out-of-towner to fuck in your hot tub. And then...
Yes.
And then trap them with something.
With her pussy, obviously.
With my pussy hair.
Yeah.
Trap them with your pussy hair, literally, so
I mean,
you get
pussies
caught.
Literally look like a trap. They're literally...
What do you think?
What's the
thought?
Can
she borrow your dog? Okay.
No, she had a thought, I think.
Oh, you had a thought. Sorry.
Okay.
David Bowie. All right.
Fuck yeah, Richmond.
For everybody at home, she said her dog is amazing and it's a corgi.
So this is it. You exchange free dog walking like one day a week. Yeah. That gives you access to some sweet dog dick.
She has a
not
thought.
The dog.
She
oh,
has
God.
A thought.
Wait, she has a thought, not a dog.
Yeah.
She has a thought. What's your thought?
Oh.
Take classes at
that's
the Coalition Theater.
That's a good point, because improv people be fucking.
Yeah.
Improv people are horny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yo.
Get in there.
Improv people are that like...
You know
like,
what? They're going to yes and that pussy hair, so you get in that shit.
Yes.
Improv people are like marching band horny.
Oh, yeah. They're theater kids. Theater kids want to fuck, for sure. Yeah. So, that is a good idea. And also, just a good way to meet people. You're funny, you know, you should get out there and, like... Yeah. Actually, stand-up is a really good way to meet people, too. It's like guitar. But, it's like guitar for college guys, you know?
Yeah.
Do some stand-up. Guys will approach you afterwards.
You'll think we should drive her to date male stand-ups, though.
No, I'm telling her to do...
someone who's married...
No. I'm telling her to do stand-up and then get fanboys. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brooke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give it over, Brooke, everybody.
I'm going to do one.
Solved it yet again. Yeah. And we'll do another quick one before we end.
One more quick one. Does anybody have one?
One. You guys all have the same issue.
No, all right. No. Your table is done. Anybody else in the room? What did you want? Anybody else in the room have a lady problem?
Liz, come on up here. Give up for Liz. Yeah. We'll do a shot in the honor of Liz coming, or a tiny one.
Okay. First of all, Liz, thank you for keeping us drunk.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What's your lady problem?
I just want to preface this by saying, if anyone here has children, I'm not judging you.
Okay.
I have my eyes on my own paper, and I wish you good fortune in the wars to come. But That'll be relevant in a second because I've been married for 10 years.
Okay.
And my parents recently moved here, to be near me and my husband and my sister and her husband. And they're getting to the point where they're asking about grandchildren.
Kids, right.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, first of all, you're so lucky that it took 10 years.
Yes. Well, the trick to that is getting married super young
because
they don't want you to have children before a certain age.
Right.
Okay.
But I need to know how I explain to people who just bought beachfront property in Florida that I'm not having children because of climate reasons and fascism reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if you have any good, gentle words that I can give them...
Well,
that won't freak them out too much or make them hate me.
Well, here, do you have a pet?
I have two.
Okay, because I was gonna say I think a dog will buy you a good 5 years.
Yeah.
No, this is the grand dog, and then you just send them a lot of pictures of the dog.
So you're not just gonna be like, sorry, the world is burning, motherfuckers. No grandkids.
Could you lie and say you're infertile?
Do you think you're?
Is that a horrible thing to do to your parents? I don't know.
Do you have siblings that might have kids? One of them might.
One of your siblings might.
My strategy, New Orleans.
My strategy, dress the pets up like grandkids.
Yeah.
Put them in their lap and be
sign Christmas cards from them.
This is the best you get.
Yeah.
Deal with it. No, okay, these are...
Okay.
I don't have a real answer because I'm not going to have kids either.
Yeah.
For those reasons and also because, ugh. But,
What if you're just like, I've got aunt energy, mom and dad. Like, I'm going to be a bitchin' aunt, and you just put it on your other siblings.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're not an only child, the best thing to do is just shift that burden over to your siblings. I mean, better them than you. You know? So be like, I'm so excited for... What's your sibling's name? Your brother. I'm so excited for Matt to have... kids, like I can't wait to be an aunt. Like, it's gonna be so cute, and just keep hyping up the sibling. Because here's the thing: once my brother started having kids, it was like my sister and I were home free. Like, as long as there's
Your brother fucking? Is your brother gonna have kids? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all you have to do is stave them off. Trust me. Once they get one, they're good. She's just hungry right now.
Yeah.
So, once she gets fed, she's gonna be fine. So just stave them off for, a couple of years or however long it's gonna take for your brother to have a kid.
Or put some holes in your brother's condoms.
No, yeah.
I'm joking. Don't
you guys know how you all buy your brother's condoms?
So true.
Yeah.
Just as a joke.
Yeah. But I mean, and I think also it's just such a weird thing for people to even ask you about because it's so personal. It's do you want to know other things about my pussy? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. If you just one time were like, mom, I like to keep it tight, she would never ask you again.
Yeah. We only fuck in the B for that. I mean, really, you're being... the ant table likes this.
Yeah, the ant table is really into it.
Got some ant sluts over here.
Dude, is exactly my deal. Let's give it up for ant sluts. Can we please? I love being an ant slut. We just get to keep drinking wine.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I mean, I think if they directly bring it up to you, I would just be like, I would honestly tell them it's a personal thing. Yeah. And I think that'll, I mean, I think once someone tells you that's a personal decision, I would hope that they would back off from that.
I mean, first of all, you're being extremely considerate by wanting to be nice to them about it, but it is your fucking decision. They have nothing to do with it. What does your husband say? Do they talk to him about it? What does he say? Fuck that shit.
He tries to stay out of it.
No, he should be the one fielding these questions. Of course. I know it's way easier said than done. Oh, wait, it's his parents. Sorry, I thought it was his parents.
No, it's her.
No, it's sorry about that. I got confused. Yeah. All right. Well, never mind. I'm not being like, yeah, he like goes chest to chest with your dad.
No, if it is your parents, it is your deal to deal with. I honestly think sometimes parents just need to remember that you're an adult, and like just telling them that it's a personal decision, I would hope would make them back off from that. I don't think you even need to tell them why. I think it's just like, honestly, none of your business, even if you're my mom. Like,
yeah, you got a few options. It's not your business. I'm infertile. Here's videos. How the world's ending.
You know what? From like a deceptive point of view, I like I'm infertile.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, they're not gonna check.
Yeah. I mean they're really not. They don't have any, you know, you could just say like, look, that's so hard. I couldn't say that to my mom though. I couldn't lie to her about that.
What if you say your husband's shooting blanks? I don't know. Is that easier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just buy one of those like little fake guns with blanks and be like, see this? Pow, 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 pow. That's him.
My husband.
Yeah. Give them a Scantron test that says zero. I don't know what this means. And then be like, that's his sperm.
Yeah.
And
just have a gender reveal party and then open a box and there's nothing inside.
Oh my God, this is like evil.
What an insane way to tell them.
Sorry, I know you're asking something serious. Yeah.
Would the fascism or climate change argument become a bigger argument? Or okay, then I would honestly, I don't think you need to bring that stuff up.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I think those are your reasons for doing it. But what you want to do or not do, whether having kids or not having kids, is truly such a personal decision. Even your parents aren't entitled to that.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you for getting us drunk. By the way, you guys have been one of our best audiences in so long. Fucking love you. You've been so fun.
Real bunch of rowdy shit kickers.
Yeah. Got slutty ants everywhere. That's our target audience. Thank you so much to Second Best Fest for having us. This is our first time out here. We loved
it.
It
was
a blast.
So much. We, you know, there's another show at 11:15, and I know they're having an after party and all that stuff. We've got some dope like candles and shit for sale if you want to come talk to us after the show. And that's it. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.